is Lorene Gilbert, President WealthWise Financial, with another WealthWise moment. Today's topic is business succession techniques. When developing a succession plan for your business, you must make many decisions along the way. Here are a few business succession techniques to consider. Number one, selling your business outright. You can sell your business outright, choosing the right time to sell, now, at your retirement, at your death, or any time in between. As long as the price is at least equal to the full fair market value of the business, the sale will not be subject to gift taxes. But if the sale occurs before your death, it may result in capital gains tax. There are special trusts, such as charitable remainder trusts and charitable lead trusts, that can mitigate those tax consequences. Number two, transferring your business with a buy-sell agreement. A buy-sell is a legally binding contract that establishes when, to whom, and at what price you can sell your interest in a business. A typical buy-sell allows the business itself or any co-owners the opportunity to purchase your interest in the business at a predetermined price. This can help avoid future adverse consequences, such as disruption of operations, entity dissolution, or business liquidation that might result in the event of your sudden incapacity or death. Additionally, because funding for a buy-sell is typically arranged when the buy-sell is executed, you're able to ensure the funds will be available when needed, providing your estate with liquidity that may be needed for expenses and taxes. Most buy-sells are funded with life insurance, either term insurance for a specific period of time or permanent insurance. Number three, private annuity. With a private annuity, you transfer your ownership interest in the business to family members or another party, who's the buyer. That buyer, in turn, makes a promise to make periodic payments to you for the rest of your life, or for your life and the life of a second person. Again, because a private annuity is a sale and not a gift, it allows you to remove assets from your estate without incurring gift or estate taxes. Number four, self-canceling installment note. A self-canceling installment note allows you to transfer your interest in the business to a buyer in exchange for a promissory note. The buyer must make a series of payments to you under that note, and a provision in the note states that at your death, the remaining payments will be canceled. Like private annuities, these self-canceling installment notes provide for a lifetime income stream and they avoid gift and estate taxes. But unlike private annuities, these notes give you a security interest in the transferred business. Number five, gifting your business. If you're like many business owners, you prefer to have your children inherit the result of all your years of hard work and success. Of course, you can bequeath your business in your will, but transferring your business during your lifetime has many additional personal and tax benefits. By gifting the business over time, you can hand over the reins gradually as your offspring become better able to control and manage the business on their own, and you can minimize gift and estate taxes. Number six, gifting your business using trusts. You can make gifts outright or use a trust. You can establish a revocable trust, which will bypass probate and allow you to change your mind and end the trust. Or an irrevocable trust, such as a grantor-retained annuity trust, GRAT, or grantor-retained unit trust, GRUT, that can provide you with income for a specified period of time and move your business out of your estate at a discount. Number seven, gifting your business using a family limited partnership. You can transfer your business interest using another entity, such as a family limited partnership. A family limited partnership is a limited partnership formed to manage and control a family business. You and your spouse can be the general partners, retaining control of the business itself and receiving income from the business, while your children can be limited partners. By transferring the business to a family limited partnership, you may be able to use valuation discounts to substantially reduce the value of the business for tax purposes by making annual gifts to the limited partners. For more information, WealthWiseFinancial.com or 949-748-1177.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC.